Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS 40 News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Trump says National Guards going into Chicago. We have the story.
Man arrested in fatal North Wichita shooting. I'm Dan O'Neill.
16-year-old arrested in Labor Day homicide in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The first Wichita City Council meeting of September was a busy one. We'll look at what they discussed Tuesday coming up.
The war of words is continuing on whether federal soldiers will hit the streets of Chicago to stop deadly crime.
At the White House, President Trump said you can count on a National Guard presence to reduce crime in Chicago.
Well, we're going in. I didn't say when. We're going in.
Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker pushed back just as emphatically.
No, I will not call the president asking him to send troops to Chicago.
Governor Pritzker cited stats showing declines in Chicago crime to say the president's promised action is not about stopping violence.
It's about testing his power and producing a political drama to cover up for his corruption.
Pritzker said he'll battle the president in court to block any troops on Chicago streets. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Wichita police arrested a 23-year-old man after the fatal shooting of 19-year-old Mario Gustavo outside a North Broadway liquor store on Labor Day afternoon.
Officers were called to the liquor store just after 2 Monday afternoon and found 3 men with gunshot wounds. Gustavo was pronounced deceased at the scene. The suspect and another man were taken to an area hospital in critical condition. Investigators learned that a disturbance in the parking lot led to gunfire. A retired Wichita Police lieutenant saw a vehicle fleeing the scene and followed it. Officers then stopped the car driven by a woman near the 800 block of North Main. A passenger identified as an associate of Gustavo had a gunshot wound to his hand and was taken to a hospital in critical but stable condition. Investigators believe he was shot at the exact location as the other 3. This remains an active investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police have arrested a 16-year-old boy and are still looking for a second suspect in a fatal Wichita shooting Monday afternoon near 21st at Arkansas. Police found 2 20-year-old men who had been shot inside a vehicle. Both were hospitalized in critical condition. Sebastian Williams later died from his injuries. The 16-year-old suspect was arrested and taken to the juvenile intake center on suspicion of first-degree murder.
Wichita police investigated 3 separate homicides by firearms on Labor Day. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty shared his frustration with the killings with KNSS News.
They're so easy to pull a trigger or to pull out a knife to end a life. And it's hard to fathom, really. But it's not acceptable. And this is not who we are. And although the answers are not easy answers, we all have to collaborate in ways to say, we're not going to settle for these things here. And we're going to try to get upstream and solve violent acts before they happen.
Commissioner Beatty commenting during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The Highway Patrol reports a 16-year-old Kingman boy was killed Tuesday evening when his motorcycle collided with a van about 5 miles southeast of Pretty Prairie. Troopers say the boy's motorcycle failed to stop at a stop sign and struck a westbound van. Blake L. Reese of Kingman died at the scene.
The Wichita City Council discussing a number of topics at yesterday's meeting, including repairs to some city parks.
The playgrounds at Fabrique Neighborhood Park, East Cessna Park, Sleepy Hollow Park, and West Meadows Park sustained significant flood damage this summer. However, the heavy rain meant the city saved $200,000 in irrigation costs, which will cover the $150,000 in repairs. Reggie Davidson, Park and Recreation Director, was asked about a timeline for the work.
We're going to reach out to the contractors to get the project started as soon as possible. So we're anticipating initiating those within the next couple of weeks, and we're probably about a month out before we can have those things completed, contingent upon the weather.
The council also approved a $200,000 grant agreement with KDHE to enhance energy efficiency, reduce pollution, and improve air quality. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And the council also approving $19 million for improvements to water and sewer mains next year.
The final phase of the downtown Wichita paid parking plan is underway, focusing on installing kiosks on a large number of remaining streets. Installation is expected to take several weeks. Paid parking is in effect from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday. 8 until 9 Friday and Saturday, free on Sunday. KNSS News Time now, 8:05.
Wichita Wind Surge trying to keep that long winning streak going. And we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
A U.S. military strike targeted a Venezuelan gang. More news just ahead on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:09. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. An Oklahoma man accused of running over and killing a man with his semi-truck was in Sedgwick County Court Tuesday. Travis Briscoe charged with second-degree murder in the death of a 57-year-old Georgia man at the Love's truck stop in North Wichita. Police say the men got into an argument when Briscoe began backing into a parking stall with his truck, striking the man. Bond set at $250,000. His next court date was set for October 21st.
A United States military strike targeted a Venezuelan gang, according to President Donald Trump.
11 terrorists were killed, President Trump says, in a U.S. military strike on a vessel in the Caribbean. The president says the boat was operated by Trinde Aragua, a designated terrorist organization operating in Venezuela and accused of violence and drug trafficking in the U.S.
And there's more where that came from. We have a lot of drugs pouring into our country, coming in for a long time.
President Trump says the strike occurred in international waters as the vessel was transporting illegal drugs and heading to the U.S. He says no U.S. forces were harmed, adding, let this serve as notice to anybody even thinking about bringing drugs into the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Congress returns to session this week and lawmakers must move to prevent a government shutdown. Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill has details.
A government shutdown looms in October. Democratic votes may be essential. Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries spoke in recent days.
What is your red line?
We're not going to support partisan funding legislation.
But did you ask for the D.C. To be free of the National Guard? Did you ask for Obamacare subsidies?
We had a general conversation as it relates to meeting the needs of the American people in a bipartisan way.
And lawmakers have plenty of questions about the abrupt firing of CDC Director Susan Menares. Democrats are beside themselves after Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. curbed who is eligible for COVID shots this fall.
Fewer people are traveling to the United States. Travel experts and tourists are blaming President Donald Trump's immigration policies and the political climate. Fox's Tom Vakar explains.
Travel research company Tourism Economics predicts the U.S. will have 8.2% fewer foreign visitors this year. Experts cite political uncertainty in the U.S., perceptions that America does not want them to come, uncertain immigration rules, and anti-foreign political rhetoric.
We wanted to see what folks here at Oakland Airport think about the lack of international visitation.
We have friends in Canada. They don't want to come here right now. Mm-hmm. And if I was coming from Mexico and I was from Mexico, I wouldn't want to come here. I'd be scared.
Canadians and Mexicans represent half of all foreign travel to the U.S. European and Asian travelers to the U.S. are down too.
The drop in tourism is expected to cost the United States economy $64 billion.
KNSS News Time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. We've got the traffic. We've got construction slowing traffic down east and westbound on Kellogg, right around that Central Business District area. And the westbound traffic is backing up onto southbound I-135 right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny skies and warmer today. A high of 85 with southwest winds 5 to 15. After 6 o'clock through about 9 p.m., we'll see a few storms in the area and they could be severe. Otherwise, clearing skies and 57 late tonight. Mostly sunny, a little cooler on your Thursday, high 79. Much cooler on Friday, high in the upper 60s with a good chance of rain and thunder. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a few clouds, a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 61 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:13 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's September 3rd, 2025. On this date, 86 years ago, 1939, Britain and France declared war on Germany 2 days after the Nazis had invaded Poland. So Britain and France getting into the war there. The ninth largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history, $1.3 billion, will be on the line tonight for the Powerball drawing after no tickets with all six numbers were sold for the latest drawing. I'd better get me a ticket today. There hasn't been a drawing with a grand prize winner since May 31st. That's 40 drawings ago when a ticket worth $207 million was sold at a convenience store. Now, Monday's jackpot was $1.1 billion, the 11th largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. So it's out there, but you can't play if you don't buy a ticket. There you go.
Well, you can't win if you don't buy it.
You can't win. That's true. You can play, but you can't win. No, you can't play. All right. Anyway.
Either way.
A deep sinkhole creating some problems for Wichita drivers. It opened up near the intersection of Woodlawn and Douglas.
Oh, no.
City put up a barricade and cones to divert traffic around the sinkhole. Officials say they are working on a plan to repair the hole in the street that's suspected to be due to recent rain. And that would be just straight west of where, pretty much west of where we're sitting right now, but on Douglas Street, over to Woodlawn, through Eastboro to Woodlawn. Do you come that way to work, Ted? You don't go that way.
I use it to go home that way.
All right. Don't drive too fast through Eastboro.
I do not. My goal is to get through my entire life and never be given a ticket in Eastboro. It's not worth it, man.
We were talking a minute ago about today is, what do we say, National Bowling League Day? And we're talking about pin setters and the fact that I have seen them do the work. I had a friend who was bowling in a league at Civic downtown, and I went down to see him. And sure enough, I looked up, there's these guys out there set up the pins. I thought, I'd never seen that before. But I understand we got a call. Do we get a call from Kevin? Jed?
That's correct. We got a call from Kevin, KC Cares, Handyman Services.
Yes, and he apparently worked at a pin setter.
Well, got that mechanical thing going early.
How about that?
When he was, what, did you say 13 years old?
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Okay, so, but and I never saw, maybe I saw it on film, but they had a little platform back behind the pins up there, you know, where they set them up, and they would sit up there and you know, they watch what happened when they finally needed to set them back up. They jumped down, set them up, jumped back up there. It didn't look like the kind of job I'd ever want to do, but they kept them very busy. I imagine they didn't put much weight on doing that. What did they pay him for that? Did he say?
He said, he told me 45 cents a game.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
On a good night, you can make about $5 probably.
Yeah. Right? So he doesn't want those slow bowlers. He wants those ones that are moving along.
Yeah, but you also want a lot of gutter balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I can see where that ball, some of those people can roll a ball pretty darned hard, and I've seen those pins just fly up in the air, and they're big and they're heavy. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he got injured doing that. There's a possibility you could get pinned back there. All right. Pin setters. That's something that I'll bet nobody else in radio is talking about that today in Wichita, about setting pins.
Oh, I'm sure they aren't.
Hmm. Okay, it's coming up on 8:18, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, football. We're getting close to the beginning of the pro football season. Of course, the league opener is tomorrow night, and then the following night, Kansas City Chiefs get going. Conference champion Chiefs are heading to São Paulo, Brazil, for a game on Friday night against the Los Angeles Chargers. São Paulo, the largest city in the Southern Hemisphere, the largest city in the Western Hemisphere, largest city in the Americas. So we got the Chiefs playing in São Paulo coming up on Friday night.
And I have a Sergio Mendes CD, so
there you go. Exactly. Today's travel day.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs are getting on a plane, and it's about 11 hours down to São Paulo, so it's going to be a long flight. 5,000 plus miles.
Good gravy.
And apparently, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had to explain to Travis Kelce how this is going to be a long travel day and how that all works.
I mean, obviously, I don't know for sure, because I've never been down to Brazil before. But I think it's going to be a similar effect to Germany, except Germany, you were way ahead timeline and stuff like that. So we want to be as crazy as far as the sleep and how you figure out your sleep. I think it's just about managing the plane ride and keeping yourself moving whenever you have opportunities to, and getting your body right. But the trainers and coaches have really done the research, and they understand what we need to do. So now it's just going down there and playing football. And I think more than anything, it was just explaining to some guys how far the trip was. Some guys didn't understand how far the travel was. Travis, even though he just was down there like last year. So I was just explaining to him how the globe works.
Explain to Travis how the globe works. This is an 11-hour flight, dude.
Hey,
Get ready.
Hey, it's flat.
There you go. There you go. The Chiefs.
Yeah, I've gone over back, what, 4 times, I guess, now. Over the ocean, just going to Europe and back. Oh, that's a 9-hour flight. It's just murder. Yeah,
takes a while.
Whoa. Okay, go ahead.
Chiefs Chargers, Friday night, right here on KNSS.
Yeah.
Today's the travel day for the Chiefs flying to Brazil. All right, minor league baseball right here in town. The Wichita Wind Surge trying to keep that winning streak going. Downtown, 2,400 fans at Equity Bank Park last night. Wichita beginning a 6-game series against the team they're chasing for a playoff spot, Tulsa. Well, round one to Wichita. Surge wins it last night, 12-2. A 7-game winning streak now for the Wind Surge.
Wow.
Perfect 7-0 on this 12-game homestand.
Terrific.
To finish up the home portion of the schedule. That was a good win, too. That means Wichita is 1 game behind Tulsa for a playoff spot with 11 games to go in the season. So all these games are super meaningful. Right fielder Kalai Rosario hit his 25th home run for the Surge last night. He's now the single-season franchise record holder for home runs, 25 this season. All right, same two teams tonight, Wichita and Tulsa, 7:05 downtown on Wet Nose Wednesday as people will bring their dogs to the park. And it's pup calendar giveaway night as well. So get the pup calendar as Wichita and Tulsa play tonight downtown at 7:05. All right, Major League Baseball last night. After a day off on Labor Day, the Kansas City Royals resumed the homestand, hosting the Los Angeles Angels. For the Royals, it kind of looked like a second straight day off. Not much going on last night for the Royals.
The Royals took a 1-0 lead over the Angels in the third inning on a Vinny Pasquantino sacrifice fly, but in the sixth, Angels DH Joe Adell hit a booming 2-run homer to left field off Royals starter Michael Lorenzi to give the visitors a 2-1 lead. The Angels went on to beat the Royals 5-1 in the opener of a 3-game series. Angels starter Mitch Ferris, in his big league debut, worked 5 innings, allowing just a run, and he picked up the win. Lorenzi, 6 innings, 2 runs, a quality start, but a loss.
Angels win at 5-1. The top 5 hitters in the Royals lineup, Steve, last night, 1-16.
Ugh.
So, yeah.
Yikes.
Too bad. The Royals could have gained a game in the playoff race, but they lost. So they're still 2.5 games behind Seattle for a playoff spot with 24 games to go in the season. Angels and Royals again tonight, 6:30 this evening. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The St. Louis Cardinals won at home last night. They beat the Sacramento Athletics 2-1. St. Louis with the win, snapping a 2-game losing streak. Happy birthday today. Happy 49th birthday today to Raheem Morris, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. He spent 1 season as the defensive coordinator at Kansas State under head coach Ron Prince. He was in between the assistant coaching stints for 9 years with the Buccaneers. But for 1 year, he left the NFL and was a defensive coordinator for K-State. He went back to the NFL. Now he's the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Raheem Morris. It's his birthday. He is 49 today. That's sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin, and it's served with a spiced rim. Yumpkin Pumpkin. It's now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean rails against stupid policies in the cities. And traffic and weather coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Wednesday morning, 61 degrees. The Wichita community is looking for answers after a weekend of deadly shootings. Cure Violence Wichita program manager Kevin Harrison says they have teams working in multiple neighborhoods to try and prevent future violence from taking place.
We try to prevent retaliation. I know it. You're angry. Let's talk you off that cliff. Let's change your mindset and understand that there are better ways to handle this than to go in and shoot up five houses.
City leaders agree that a solution won't be found overnight, and they remain open to looking at all options. A Wichita man is accused of stabbing a family member over the weekend.
The suspect, identified as 24-year-old Isaiah Lanquette, was arrested on multiple charges, including suspicion of attempted second-degree murder. It happened just before 9 Saturday morning in the area of Dayton and South Fern. A 64-year-old woman was stabbed and was transported to an area hospital in serious condition. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will look at forming a mental health intervention team for USD 260 Derby schools. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
We'll send in a MHIT team of ComCare social workers. We'll go into the schools with a grant from the state, and we'll actually support the schools and their social services and things that we're doing there. We're leveraging what ComCare is and what county taxpayers already pay for with their county government. We're able to utilize that and leverage it with other local taxing jurisdictions. So I'm a big fan of these mental health intervention teams. I think we need them desperately in our schools.
Ryan Beatty commenting during his weekly appearance on the Stephen Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. Anti-ICE protesters clashed with police in Portland, Oregon Monday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
While things appeared to be peaceful during the day, the situation quickly changed after dark. Riots reportedly taking place right outside Portland's ICE field office. Video capturing the tense standoff, which did involve demonstrators rolling out a guillotine. And while ICE did not immediately respond to a request for comment from Fox News Digital, the deputy director of ICE did speak about the historic threats agents are facing. This is not the first time anti-ICE protests have turned violent there. Back in June, Portland police arrested multiple people for suspected criminal activity. That does include one individual who was accused of assaulting a federal officer.
It's unclear if any arrests have been made. A Colorado sheriff's deputy who was disciplined for helping ICE agents resigns.
Alexander Zwinnick's resignation from the Mesa County Sheriff's Office ends a state lawsuit against him over accusations that he illegally shared information with immigration agents. A recently enacted state law prohibits local cops from helping ICE agents identify illegal immigrants. Zwinnick claimed he was unaware of the new law when he gave agents information which led to the Brazilian nursing student's arrest. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Investigators say a natural gas leak caused a house explosion in Emporia that killed two people in June. The Emporia Fire Department, the Kansas State Fire Marshal's Office, and Emporia Police Department confirmed the blast was an accidental natural gas explosion that began inside the home. Bodies of 78-year-old Daryl and 73-year-old Terry Bontrager were recovered. Stephen Ted in the Morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council approves repairs to a number of parks.
Two.
Wichita police report two suspects arrested in connection with Labor Day homicides.
One.
President Trump says federal troops are going into Chicago. Three big things. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
For the last hour or so this morning, I've been hearing different reports of a gas leak or gas odor or gas smell that mainly is affecting the north part of the city of Wichita. And I've heard reports all the way from Mays all the way to about the Andover area. Looks like we just got a report in saying that there's an asphalt plant reporting online that had some sort of a spill or an issue or something. Say it's not harmful, but they're just telling people to be aware of that out there if you happen to be noticing it. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 86 degrees. 30% chance for rain and storms tonight. The overnight low 58. Thursday sunny. Tomorrow's high 80. Now a few clouds. Southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 61 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 to 1330 KNSS. Jad?
One quick added thing, too, that report was relayed to me by our good friend Kirk Seminoff at the Wichita Business Journal.
All right, the Dow is trading down 114 points as we start the trading day. S&P is up 20 points, and the NASDAQ is up 181 points. Yeah, when it comes to running, Wichita is number one. Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. A national ranking of large cities for most apartment space for the buck has ranked our fair city number one. For $1,500 in monthly rent, you can get more square footage in Wichita than anywhere else in the country, according to an August report from Rent Cafe that ranked the top 200 American cities. Wichita offers an average of 1,329 square feet for the $1,500, basically a 3 to 4 bedroom unit that ranks just ahead of Toledo. For comparison, for $1,500 in the Big Apple borough of Manhattan, that would get you 216 square feet, almost a 15 by 15 room. Cities that closely followed Wichita and Toledo were OKC, Tulsa, Fort Wayne, and Lubbock. Culver's has opened one location in northwest Wichita and is building a second in Derby, and now we know where its third location will be. Northeast Wichita will be home to the third local Culver's, this one at the northeast corner of 35th and Rock, across 35th from Taco Tico, and across Rock from Brahms. The franchisee is East Wichita Restaurant Group. It will build near the Graco Roberts Distribution Center, and it's owned by the same franchisee that owns the West Side location. And Wichita's Equity Bank is in the M&A business again. Equity is the city's only publicly traded bank, and it's come to an agreement to acquire Omaha's Frontier Bank in a deal valued at almost $123 million. Most of it will come in equity stock, though $32.5 million will be in cash. Frontier Bank's seven locations will become equity locations, giving the bank 89 locations in five states. It's also Equity Bank's 14th acquisition since going public in 2015. Equity announced it's also opening a loan office in West Des Moines, giving the bank its first presence in the state of Iowa. Local breaking business news on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Hey, Kirk, I'd like to say a couple of happy birthdays this morning. One of my nieces, Sarah McIntosh, is having a birthday. She is an attorney working in Kansas City, and she's a very nice person. And also a former boss for Ted and me, Jackie Wise, having a birthday today. She lives down in Missouri now, but she was our manager here for several years, and she treated us right. She always was nice to us because she knew that we were the only two talented guys in the entire building. And she better be nice to us.
And also full of humility, apparently.
That's right. By the way, Business Journal update brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Go ahead. Somebody had something to say there? Of course. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, I see that facetiously. There were other talented people in the building, but no one knew it.
You didn't know their names.
I ran into one of our salespeople the other night at that pickle place. A young woman, I was talking to her, and I said, "Do I know you?" She said, "Yeah, we work in the same building." So who knows? They come and they go. All right. Thank you, Kirk. We'll check with you tomorrow.
Kirk, be glad he knows your name.
That's right. Kirk, right? Coming up, the Glenn Beck program. And at top of the hour news this morning, Trump says federal troops are going in to Chicago. We are Steve and Ted in the morning, and we'll be back on the air tomorrow morning with Steve and Ted Show number 7006. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita. Go.